and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
What, the clock set you back or what?
That was so weird for me this morning. I was going through and I was like, I was thinking I was going to lose an hour, not gain an hour. So I got up this morning and I'm like, what's going on? Why is the time all...
Oh. I was totally happy with sleeping another hour.
I would have, but my husband woke me up thinking that it was... later than what it was.
He was
being nice.
I was doing my best Sean Connery here. Come on. Moins. Yeah. Sovereign moins.
No. In that case, it's got to be, I'll have a vodka martini shaken, not stirred.
We're close, but not there. Sounds like a Russian. You're having vodka martini with stirred, not shaken.
No, you need, and yet, you need to understand me, my friend.
Bill of shit.
No.
That's a dinner. That's actually a Russian dish, by the way, Biloche.
Oh, God, now that you mention Russia and me, now they're going to say I'm a Russian asset trying
Russia,
to mess
Russia,
with everybody.
Russia, Russia. See, I know all the food groups.
I know how to cook them all. Well, there you go. You know.
Russia sprouts?
You got the, or most of them.
You got borscht and pirozhki and biloche.
Pelmeni.
Pelmeni. Yeah, I actually used to grow up with a bunch of Russians, and Linda was actually married to
I was actually married to 100% Russian.
Interesting. So I actually picked up a few things here and there and had to order off the menu, off the Russian menu.
I learned how to cook all that wonderful stuff.
Moving right along. Okay, so here we go. It's November 1st, 2020. My name is Mark Kent, and I'm your host for Sovereign Mind once again. I'm here in the great state of Jefferson with my sister Linda, who does all the heavy lifting, a ball of endless energy. I'm
tongue-tied.
An immovable object, an unstoppable force of nature. She's seen more BS than a Joe Biden undecided voter for him.
Good morning. That's the truth. Ding, 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 ding.
And our newest team member, who's becoming our team member, and he's not really new anymore. Yeah. The kid that rocks around the clock faster than a speeding internet connection more powerful than a high-speed download, Cyber Dave Johnson.
What's going on, everybody?
There you have it.
Oh, where did we begin?
And Sue McClain, the producer with a brain.
Woohoo!
Good looks and lightning in a bottle. Kung Fu Tiger-style reflexive censorship baton mastery that stops FCC complaints at the source, and that would be us.
Button mastery, not bat mastery. That's a China thing.
I wish they could hear it. Holy cow, I mean. All right. So let's get with the program here. Where do we start?
Halloween. Let's start on that.
Before we go to Halloween, I just want to say that Sean Connery died this week. I'm sure everybody knows.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And, I was watching a couple of Bond flicks. You know, you go back to Goldfinger and Thunderball.
He was the best Bond.
Yes, he was.
I got to say I liked him the best, you know. He was a little corny back then, but...
He had the demeanor. He had the poise. He had the ability to turn around and say the lines. He had that amazing accent and the little Scottish thing
Going on, and nobody could say Moneypenny better.
No.
Yeah, so there money you have
penny.
It.
Yeah, it's great.
Say there, Money Penny.
He was great.
Anyway, I can't do it very good, but here we go. So you've got Halloween on the mind? Is that what's going on?
I do. So it was really interesting because I have two little kids and two boys that went as Power Rangers.
So year. I got to say it. Are you a little bit Halloween-y?
No. No.
Sorry.
Not pulling a tubing.
Oh, okay, probably. Halloweenish.
Too much information.
Sorry, I couldn't help it. Go ahead. Sorry, I interrupted. I digress.
So what Power was interesting Rangers. Is you have some areas within the localities which still were doing it, and you still had people that were handing out candy and otherwise, and what we noticed by the end of the night, our kids actually picked up on it. The people with American flags were the people that were still handing out candy.
Ooh.
The people without American flags, lights are out, nothing's out there, they're not doing anything else. So it was kind of like, huh, that's interesting.
So when you went up to the socialist doors, they probably took your candy.
No, in fact, the only house I saw out there last night that had a Biden thing, the lights were off, everything was closed.
Hmm. Wow.
Hide and Biden, I mean, it makes sense.
Well, you
it
know,
passes the Biden test.
I was just thinking, they took your candy and shared it with everybody else.
Well, apparently the kids that went and trick-or-treated at Bernie Sanders' house had 70% of it taken.
Well, and then they probably shoved you down before they closed the door.
And told you it's for your own good.
Yeah.
For your own good.
We know what's best for
we
you.
We know what's best for you. Yeah, so, exactly.
So we didn't go out trick-or-treating. We did a trunk-or-treat a week or so ago with the kids, you know, at the park with the Shasta, Reopen Shasta Coalition. Great bunch of people. Can't say enough about them. And, you know, so we did our thing at the park. But last night we had some friends over in the kids of the friends. And so we had a little fire pit out there. We roasted s'mores. And then we had pumpkins that were all lit up out there. And then we started telling ghost stories.
Cool.
Yeah, it was kind of cool. You know, I think they had a lot of fun. So.
Well, on Halloween is my anniversary, so.
Oh, well, happy belated anniversary.
I didn't
so
know that.
So about 35 years worth. But I have to complain a little bit because we wanted to go to a restaurant and have steak and you know, ribs.
No,
well.
No steak for me, only potatoes.
No, yeah. Yet, but anyway, it was a great
vodka,
time.
Nothing else.
Yeah. So we did barbecue.
Wow, well, that's
yeah.
cool. That's all
so
right.
There you go.
That's what we had, barbecued hamburgers. Pretty
we
simple.
We had ribs and chicken, and that was a big feast for me, so there you go.
Well, with that said, where should we start? There's so many stories.
Before we get started,
yeah,
we got 2 minutes. Should we say something about our sponsors?
Yes. Do that. Luke Pearson Construction.
Yes.
Go talk to him. I don't have his phone number.
I do.
You got his phone number right there?
I do. It's 530-605-9575.
There you go. That's the guy. If you got something you need done, build around the house or fixed or made or built, there you go. That's the guy, Luke Pearson Construction.
All right. And then we have North State House Buyers. They'll buy houses in any condition. And I know there's a lot of people that are moving and different things going on in your life. These people can help you out. They're not like the typical real estate agent.
All right,
so
all right.
They're actually there to help you.
Let me try this. I've always wanted to do one of these. Ladies and gentlemen, North State House Buyers, if you're trapped in communist America and you're in this state, you can't get out. Gavin Newsom has ruined your life, your business, and your jobs, and you need to escape the purgatory that is California. North State House Buyers will help you out. They will be able to get you what you need. Linda, what is that number?
It is 530-364-4787. That was good. So give them a
Not
call.
Not bad at all.
Yeah.
Hey. He's got
it
might have a future.
Here we go. We're on it. And with that, I guess we better go to a break, and then we will really dive into everything on the other side. You're listening to KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up.
Preacher man, oh, tell me, heaven is on the earth.
Here they go again. Labor unions and Sacramento politicians are targeting rideshare and food delivery drivers. They passed a law, and they've sued in court to take away the right of drivers to be independent contractors. It's just another power grab by Sacramento politicians. That's why we need Prop 22. Yes on 22 protects the right of Californians to work as independent contractors. Yes on 22 protects hundreds of thousands of jobs. Yes on 22 protects rideshare and delivery services millions depend on. Yes on 22 is supported by the overwhelming majority of drivers and the California Taxpayers Association, the California Small Business Association, and the California Peace Officers Association. Vote yes on 22. Ad paid for by Yes on 22. Save app-based jobs and services. A coalition of on-demand drivers and platforms. Small businesses, public safety, and community organizations. Committee major funding from Uber Technologies, Lyft, and DoorDash.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Listening to Sovereign Minds.
Home of the Free Wire Media Community Radio for the North State, just in case you wanted to know.
Yeah.
Okay. I think I'm going to kick this off with Newsom, Gruesome Newsom Mussolini. You know, Kevin Kiley and James Gallagher have a lawsuit going against our esteemed governor, if you...
Fjord.
Yeah. He's bizarre. But, yeah, this guy's out of control. I mean, and, you know, when we talk about freedom and all the news and all the stuff that we report, you know, don't believe us. I think that you have an obligation to go out and look for yourself. All these people that are just hearing things and, you know, not thinking for themselves and are just parroting, you know, MSNLSD and
LSD. Well, they probably are. I mean,
they are.
Overall.
I am. Not
you can tell who's listening. You know, and that goes for the Fox News crowd a lot, too, because they just sit there and whatever you hear on that program, they're parroting. They don't vet. They don't look. They don't look at source stocks. They don't, you know, dissect a few opposing viewpoints. And I think that these people need to understand that there's an obligation to be free of educating yourself on the issues, not just believing everybody, but look into this stuff a little bit.
Well, and it's pretty interesting because I have a friend of mine that he's young. He's under 16. And he's been learning about politics and being interested in it. And so he was asking me questions. I'm like, here's the information. I don't want to change your mind. Here's what I have. Do your own research on it. And so he did, and he actually ended up becoming a Trump supporter, and he's gay. And so he ends up going over and talking to some of his friends in the LGBT community, and they say, you're not in the LGBT community anymore because you support Trump.
Well, you're not black.
Wow.
You're not black either. You're not Hispanic. You're, you know, Latino. You're voting for Trump. You're not Latino anymore. I'm not sure what you are. But, I mean, this is ridiculous. This whole thing with the, you know, the most racist guy in the race is Biden.
Oh, yeah.
And Kamala Harris. And these guys, you know, it's all the politics of identity. It's all the politics of who you are. It's not about policy and who's going to help anybody.
Come on, man.
You know, that really put hairs on the back of my neck standing up.
That's a little creepy.
You know, and all what flashed in the front of my lobe was I wanted to slap you.
The problem is, if you have too much hair back there, he might try to come and do the Biden test, which is the sniff test.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
That's gross.
Now the hairs on the back of my neck stopping up. I got goosebumps from the creep zone. You know, I mean, good grief.
Yeah, I heard this morning, on the radio, you know, Joe Biden is such an easygoing fellow. He likes everybody. And I thought, yeah, that's the problem.
Yeah.
He loves everybody. He doesn't care if they're kids, you know,
whatever.
He
loves kids stepping on his lap.
Yeah.
And,
roaches.
That's when he learned about roaches and corn pop and rubbing
and
his hairy legs.
How did that even make sense? How did roaches get in there? Like,
I don't even know. Maybe there's a definition that we don't know about for roaches.
Well, this is the hypocrisy of the Democratic community right now who is voting for Biden. Because I'm not going to say the Democratic community in large, because there's actually a lot of people that
bunch
are switching
people,
over.
Yeah,
bunch of people
coming
are
over,
coming
yeah.
over. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't think Biden can win. There's no way that they can win just looking at the common sense. You know, look at the caravans. Look at who shows up to the Biden supported meetings.
What they're supposedly trying to say is that you have a suburban moms which are not voting for Trump because they find him unappealing. That is totally not what I've seen out there personally in these rallies. Yesterday, we had a rolling rally that took place, and we had cars that were wrapped all the way around the Mount Shasta Mall. We probably had 250, 300 cars.
And Biden, there was like a guy driving in one of those little midget cars that have the horn, you know, and the clown suit on, and dragging a couple of tin cans behind him. You know, I mean,
lighting fires.
Have you seen the Kamala Harris where she goes to the rally? Oh, my.
Wow. You've been practicing that one.
He's pretty close to the Wicked Witch of the West.
Somebody get that woman a pail of water.
You and your dog, too. It's okay. So we're kind of getting off the track. Oh, I want to get back to this Governor Newsom.
The lawsuit that they have.
The lawsuit. Here's what this governor is saying is his defense. Okay, he's being sued for one man rule. He's being sued because he circumvented the Constitution. You know, he's being sued because they've just declared emergency.
It's BS.
Has given him all the powers of a king and a dictator,
yeah.
is what his position is. Now, his first position is, in his brief, and this is Newsom citing Government Code 8627, to claim that the state of emergency lets him exercise full police powers of the state. The Constitution is no obstacle in his mind.
Wow.
Think about that for a second.
That's
now,
a little scary.
Whether the pandemic or the scamdemic or the plandemic or whatever you want to call it is real or not, even if it's just perceived, let's just give them the benefit of the doubt and say it's real. But let's say that somebody else gets in there, like, I don't know, Stalin, Mao, anybody, and they say, we're going to declare an emergency even though there isn't one.
Yeah.
And what happens if they file paperwork, then they make their declaration, declare emergency, even though there isn't one, and everybody just puts on their mask and locks up, follows right down over the cliff with the rest of the lemmings. And if he does that, and there's no end to the emergency because it's like I just declare an emergency forever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Think about that for a second. There's zero check and balance on that person at that point.
Well, and that's what I've been warning people about this entire time is when you – freedom's not exercised is freedom's lost.
Right.
That's what our founders said.
Right.
And what we see right here with all of these things, with all these mask mandates, the government shutdowns, the business shutdowns, the closures, the stay-at-home orders, the students, right now they're losing double digit IQ as far as test results.
And the idea
that
these elected bureaucrats are somehow smarter than the population as a whole, smarter than the doctors that disagree with, smarter than everybody. You got one unelected health Ramstrom here in town that unelected, accountable to only the Board of Supervisors, who doesn't seem to think they're accountable to anybody.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Declares this emergency. And puts everybody in lockdown, and we're supposed to just go with that because she's so much smarter than everybody else, even though she has a political bias and doesn't necessarily look at all of the facts. with regard to CDC, masks, lockdown,
they
pandemic,
don't care.
Death
they don't
rates.
Care. They're just trying to put the power over all of us.
Yeah. Okay.
Like you say. And then if somebody if else they, gets in there.
If they cared, this, I'm going to read what Newsom is citing here. Here's his next defense. The courts have no role. In his brief, he says that he's not required to provide any evidence at all that his actions are constitutional due to the readily apparent threat of the pandemic. Now, think about that for a second. That's the kind of crap that happens in Venezuela, communist China. So now, if we just happen to have a guy who happens to be paid off by China, I don't know, you know, mask contracts and offshore treaties without permission from the Senate, you know, and who just happens, let's just imagine for a minute that this guy is a plant, that this guy is a Manchurian candidate. And just pretend for a second that's what he is. And he doesn't require any evidence at all. The courts have no control over him. He can implement full police powers. What happens if he is a plant from China?
Well, what happens if he's just a ruthless dictator? I mean, right now, when we look at the laws that they're placing with these different places, like in New York and otherwise, one of the huge concerns I have is you have these situations that are taking place. And right here, this is as of July 13th, 2020. CDC employees call on agency to declare racism a public health crisis. Well, really? if we decide we can do it with anything. Yeah, if we could turn around and shut it down for these reasons, you can basically say, oh, you know what, the air quality is not good enough. You have to stay in your homes.
Well,
sorry.
You know what you get when you cross a Newsom with a potato, don't you? a dictator? Just saying.
But they could use anything. I mean, the sun's coming up. It's going to be too hot. It's going to be too cold. It could be whatever. Stay in your house. We have control over you.
And listen to this precious little piece right here. We have travelers to New York must quarantine for 3 days and then get a coronavirus test.
Yeah.
If you travel into the state of New York.
Well, they're not out of control. And there's five governors in the state of the United States here that is implementing this thing. And China hasn't been buying anybody. China hasn't been buying the Bidens. And, you know, there's nothing going on there. There's no smoking gun. I don't know, billions of dollars being passed to them and so forth. And jobs, man.
The thing that bothers me the most, I mean, $10 million held for the big guy in exchange for thousands upon thousands of American jobs.
Come on, man. Come on, man. There's nothing there. I didn't know anything about it.
Yeah. Well, and there's no evidence to support that whatsoever. It's all lies. It's all lies. And the next thing you know, oh, well, apparently there's all kinds of evidence on it.
And with that, we'll go to our caller. Good morning, Jason.
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're doing good.
Jason. Doing wonderful. Just getting fired up here about all the stuff that's taking place.
The fun never stops.
I hear it. I think it's, I love your passion and I love your energy.
Well, you have a lot of reason to be fired up, too. Recently, everybody, we have Jason. He is the creator and founder of Wimkin, who is the free speech social media platform that doesn't censor you, doesn't fact check. It's growing rapidly. And Jason, am I correct in saying that you're officially now out of the beta stages?
Well, we were supposed to be officially out of the beta phase, but I really can't do that until Apple allows us to update our application because, you know, as we talked last time, they had locked us out from September 7th until October 20th, but now that date has changed very suspiciously to November 3rd.
Wow.
Yes. Imagine that.
Of course.
It's been quite the battle with them. Our first implementation of Upload, they didn't know much about it because obviously, you know, you initially just create the app and you dump it in there and they see what it is. They don't see the advertisements. They don't see it's free speech. They don't see it's a truth-based, you know, site. So we had no issues. It was approved in 48 hours. But the second time around, we want to get people live, you know, streaming, at least Apple users live streaming, video chat, Messenger, because those individuals have none of that. They can't even upload a video from their phone. But they can't have it now because we tried to submit it on September 7th and we got locked out of our account.
Yeah. And this is what we see. This is what we see across the board when you have a free speech platform that is coming out. This is what we saw with Gab. This is what we saw with Minds and otherwise. You have these applications that are out there, and yours by far, I got to really give you credit, Vona. It is by far the best alternative. You don't have pornography on your site, whereas a lot of these other ones did. You don't have the issues that you have on the site, where a lot of these other ones did with all the bots and the rest of them. You're handling them and taking care of them. And you're really, it's an act of love, and you can see it within the platform. And I encourage everybody, it's Wimkin, W-I-M-K-I-N. Now, you also recently had some stuff that took place with an employee that was there. Can you tell us a little bit about that if you want to? I know you might have some legal stuff going on with it that you may or may not be able to talk about it.
Yeah, I can touch base on a tad of that. I mean, realistically, we did hire counsel. We did initiate a court proceeding. Mm-hmm. So there's not too much I can get into it. However, you know, individuals, I will take 100% ownership for this. But, you know, we sought out some people that are, you know, very astute in PHP elements and things of that nature, which is, you know, with a social media platform that we have, it's extensive. And this individual came highly recommended through another third party, and it just turned out to where, realistically, I can't talk in specifics, but they ended up trying to, it seems, sabotage our platform at the same time soliciting our users for their own.
Mm-hmm.
So, what
I've seen on it, it looks like they stole your platform and tried to do it. It's like Facebook on the other side of it, but this guy is basically trying to slander you and otherwise from the outside looking in. And I don't want you to get into too much of it because I know you have legal counsel that's currently going through this, and I want to make sure that you're safe on it. But what I can say from outsider looking in is it looks like this guy worked for you, probably was a Biden supporter himself, and was going through and taking the information away while at the same time trying to sabotage your platform so that he could turn around and make his own that would pull your users away because he saw how fast you're growing.
Yeah, and it failed miserably. I mean, let's be honest.
It did.
Now that I've taken all the IT back over, which I honestly did not have the time to do, the site's running flawlessly. You know, we have everything backed up now. I bought a cloud system to where everything is backed up in real time. So even if we have different server providers, we have different database providers, we have so many components out there. Even if there's, you know, some crazy natural disaster or, you know, something happens across the board, we still have all that information saved in our cloud. So we'll never have issues like that again. And, you know, looking back on it today, I was talking to one of our partners, and I'm just sitting there thinking, like, what in the heck was I thinking? You know, I can't think that there was this many problems. I understand a beta phase, and I understand that there's certainly going to be rollouts. But, you know, now that I've had it for the last 8 days and we've been running flawlessly, I just can't believe what the last 60 days could have been before that if I had just done it myself.
Yeah. Honestly, for real.
You just never know anybody's motivation when it really comes down to it.
Well, and especially in these times, it's you may have friends that you may not know their political beliefs, and it's the type of thing they can easily be sabotaging you and stabbing you in the back. And I wonder how much of this is happening across other businesses that go out, because it's scary that way. Jason, we have to take a quick break, and will you hang on the line with us until the other side?
Absolutely.
Perfect.
If you want to call in, have a question or comment for Jason, give us a call at 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
KCNR 96.5 FM and AM 1460 are honoring our veterans this holiday season with Operation Holiday Salute 2020. If you wish to thank our veterans for their service, you can join forces with KCNR for Operation Holiday Salute. The holidays can be particularly difficult times for veterans, and this is your opportunity to lend a helping hand. A portion of the proceeds go to support homeless veterans. Call KCNR at 530-605-4565 and become part of Operation Holiday Salute.
No one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need on-time, first-rate medical attention. Shasta Regional Medical Center, located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Reading, has the fastest possible transit and admission of emergency patients. We at Shasta Medical Center are dedicated to all patients who need care, regardless of their ability to pay. Shasta Regional Medical Center, delivering patient-centered health care with compassion, dignity, and respect for every patient and their family. Black Bear Diner is celebrating this fall with the craze you'll crave.
A craze I'll crave?
Yes. Cheesecake drizzled with pumpkin spice, praline sauce, and chopped pecans. Sip on a creamy pumpkin pie cold brew or savor pumpkin spice pancakes with maple butter for the perfect fall experience. Now for a limited time only.
I'm craving it already.
Black Bear Diner has carryout, curbside pickup, and delivery options.
Start your order at blackbeardiner.com or visit them on site for an outdoor dining experience.
Black Bear Diner.
When the last child cries for a crust of bread, when the last man dies for just words that he said, when they're sheltered over the poorest head, we shall be free. When the last thing.
And we're back. We have Jason, who's the founder of Wimkin Social Media, W-I-M-K-I-N. And they're a no-fact-checking freedom of speech, only censor porn, nudity, and criminal activity, no ID necessary, no phone number, only email registration. They donate 20% of their ad money and ad-free memberships to combat victims of child sex trafficking. And they have live streaming, video chat, voice calling, groups, pages. It's basically a Facebook alternative without all the BS that's going on. Welcome back, Jason.
Thank you very much.
And so I wanted to talk with you a little bit more about what is the plan moving forwards after November 3rd on Apple, and is there anything we or our radio base can do to possibly help you to maybe move Apple along if we can reach out to them or something like that?
Well, you know what? Actually, you know how transparent I am on my platform. So I did actually post, when it first happened on the 7th, I did post an email for Apple developer to see if they could assist us, because obviously we worked specifically with Apple developer, but literally the entire Apple locked us out of our Apple ID. So, you know, there's nothing that they could do on their end either. So, but I did post that email, and Apple developer told me they ended up getting about 6,100 emails in, you know, maybe a 10-day period saying people are going to switch over to Android if they don't get this because they feel like they're being slighted. And I do, too. I think it's completely unfair. But at this point in time, I mean, realistically, we're only 3 days away from this. We'll see, you know, if we have any more issues, then we might have to really seek some type of action against them.
Yeah, well, and I do want to encourage everybody, because the information that I've been seeing on the left, the information that I've been seeing from these tech groups and their own words, I mean, you have the Twitter founder, the Facebook people, they're all talking about censorship on a level that we've never seen before. And if you needed a wake-up call on just how much censorship there is on these platforms and what you're not seeing, you need look no further than the Hunter Biden laptop and how quickly that got banned off of all of these social media sites and how the news media has made it impasse to turn around and talk about it whatsoever. And my concern moving forwards is, in their own words, what they're talking about after November 3rd is, if you predict a win for President Trump or you say anything across the board, you may lose your account based upon some of the things and some of the things that they've been saying out of their own mouths. They're talking about banning individuals who say that Trump won on election night based upon the number of votes that we have in. Right now, we have early election votes that have already come in to the tune of 90 million votes have already been cast, 65% of what was cast in the 2016 election. So it we actually probably would have a clear vision and a clear goal towards what would be taking place on election night and be able to see at least enough to be able to make a prediction. But however, we go through and we look at this and we see that there's thousands upon thousands of lawsuits already tying things up. We have the Democrats that have totally flip-flopped on mail-in voting after they ended up having it get shot down on a few of the things that are taking place as far as being able to mail in votes afterwards and after the election. Now they're saying, oh, well, go in person and vote, because they know that on average it's about 20% of the votes that are cast don't actually end up making it due to signatures and signature errors, due to them not being postmarked, due to any number of other things. And that's going to cause a stir if you have 100 million people vote by mail and 20 million votes are not there. So, Jason, what else do you want our listeners to know about the platform?
Well, it's funny you just touched base on that. You know, again, on censorship, there's, from what I counted the other day, there's about 700 instances of that Hunter Biden information on our, you know, actual network. But it's really funny, and it's ironic, because today we're headquartered in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And today the news media came out, the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette is actually the main paper here, and it's been there, you know, for over 100 years. And the first time since 1972, they got behind a Republican, well, this is an incumbent, but it's still a candidate. They got behind President Trump today, which is very awkward, because the entire time they've been liberal city. And the entire year, I mean, until right now, until today. So hopefully we'll see some things, you know, switch around, because they do have a Facebook account. We'll see what happens there. I'm going to monitor that. But, I mean, just to let your listeners know, realistically, that they have a safe place here. They're not going to get shut down for any reasons whatsoever, except for, obviously, pornography, nudity, and any type of criminal activity. But, yeah, just moving forward, too, we did announce that you had touched base on it, David, real quick, about the advertising revenue that we donate to organizations that combat and also support victims of child sex trafficking.
Mm-hmm.
So we cut a check yesterday for $214.08 to childrensrights.org, and our November recipient is actually going to be CAST. It's the Center for Abolishment of Slavery and Trafficking, and it's actually out in California.
That's
so
awesome.
So it's one of your stomping grounds. So, but yeah, that's just something I wanted to make, you know, people aware of, and the fact that, you know, with some of the things that happened on our platform, people were questioning that. So I wanted to, you know, at least publicly get that out there of who we're actually giving this to.
Yeah. Well, and I want to tell our listeners, too, on that the whole reason behind ad revenue and traffic is to help grow the platform, and it's also able to do good things for a cause. You're either going to get advertisements on Facebook, or you're going to empower somebody who's not going to use your money and use your time. Basically, your eyeballs are valuable to anybody who's out there. And when you're on these platforms and you're giving them your eyeballs, you're giving them their time, when you're doing that, you're actually weakening your own position if you don't hold the positions that they do and you want freedom of speech. We do have a caller on the line, Troy. And Troy, do you have a question for Jason, a comment, or a question for one of us?
Are you talking to me?
Yep, you're on the air, Troy.
Okay, no, I know. I just want to say thanks for all the good you guys do for the county, the state, the country. You're true patriots. All the information you've provided me, I've passed that on to other people that are willing to listen, that have a brain. And you've done so much good, and you've opened my eyes, and I, in turn, pass on information. Like I said, oftentimes in writing, I give them sources that you guys cite, and it's undeniable. The criminality and the stupidity of what's going on that you guys point out. Even my psychiatrist says she has joined in on that. She used to be a bit of a liberal, but she's an open-minded liberal.
Mm-hmm.
So I gave her, you guys, this information and other weekend guys, and she gets back to me and says the amount of information you provided me is astounding. So no doubt to say, I'm one of her favorite nuts.
Well, thank you for letting us know all of that. That's great that you called in.
That's why we do it.
The feedback. Exactly.
One more thing about Halloween. I had kids come to my door last night, and this girl came up with a Trump hat on. So I said, hey, I like you. So I gave her a whole handful of candy. They figured this out. So within the next 20 minutes or so, I had two more Trump hats come up. All right. Thank you for what you do.
Thanks, Troy.
All right. Thanks for calling in. We really appreciate it.
I have a question for Jason. Would you consider putting together a video to show people how to use the site so they don't struggle as much? Because I'm just looking right now. I can't figure out how to close the chat room, for example. It just stays up.
You're on the web version? So I, you actually If you click the top of the chat box, it'll go right down.
Oh, thank you. There should be just an X there or something. You know?
You know what? Believe it or not, I know David knows a little bit about these things, but to put that X there right now would be a really big job.
Oh, yeah, I see. Well, I just think it would be a good idea. Maybe I'm wrong. I mean, I've been in the computer industry for a lot of years, and you know, I'm used to going to different websites and doing different things, but. A lot of people aren't, especially a lot of older people that are coming online and they're starting to figure things out. So, and I went to your help site, and I think it would do yourself a service if you put some kind of directions together for a quick overview of how to navigate the site.
Yeah, I appreciate that. We actually do have a Wimpton help area, but I definitely, once we get through this beta situation, we have a whole actual team of things to bring out into the app as well as onto the web versions. To help navigate and actually just bring up a support area. So I appreciate it.
That would be great. And with that, I think we need to go to a break. Are you going to stay on with us, Jason?
If you'd like me to, absolutely. Sure.
Okay. Yeah. Sure. We'll pick you up on the other side. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. We bring you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites.
You'll hear from experts on national security, the environment, veterans affairs, world politics, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your John Deere Ag and Turf products.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. wethepeopleradio.us.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
We have Jason, the founder of Wimpton, the free speech social media site comparable to Facebook. Welcome back, Jason.
Thank you very much.
So tell us what is what's the plans for this next probably 1 month, 2 months on the rollout of WIMKIN, what we can expect, what we're looking forward to, and tell us about the growth that you've seen so far since you started this.
Okay, thank you. So it's kind of funny you mentioned growth because right now we're the number 11 trending social app on Google Play and the number one platform in terms of actual social media, because social apps have different categories. But so we're growing there, and I think that's why we had that major attack the other night from China. I think I sent you an email to show you that. But
yeah,
we had a three attacks per second to try to get into our firewall for about a 9-hour period, and what that does is it still causes issues on the site because our servers are working more to, you know, basically stave off that attack. But
yeah, nothing to see here. China's not a problem, is it?
it was China and Ukraine, which is
good. Great.
And again, I have proof of this because I have the IP addresses and I have everything. But I would not make that statement if it was certainly not true.
So wait, it was two of the places that Biden had actually done dealings with his son?
No.
Yes. No.
Yes, I kid you not. And it's truly, you know, I have this from, for our firewalls, we use a third party just because of any type of internal security issues. And those are the individuals that actually said this. And so what I did is I took the screenshots from the email. Of course, I take their contact information out, but I show the site because if anybody sees that, you know, there's an issue out there, it's usually because we're under some type of an attack. And, you know, I really want them to know that this is not ironic to have, or it's not a coincidence to where, you know, these attacks are coming from. Even when we block these IP addresses, they still get around on a proxy. Mm-hmm. So they're really trying more than they would try on most sites.
To affect our elections, maybe, and maybe our overall narrative.
My hypothesis of it is you are one of the only platforms, aside from Parler and Rumble, that you're actually able to share anything along the lines of what's been actually taking place with the Burisma, the Hunter Biden story, Russia, Ukraine, China, and even Iran. Now that we have in these dealings, and what we ended up seeing through all these things. Oh.
Hold on, you're moving the camera. I got a lot of things going on here.
That was Carl Potty. Came in to pass out some bins.
He's actually the owner of the station.
Yeah, almost took the camera out. Almost took our camera out. We're streaming live on Facebook.
But what David just said, though, to couple on that with the fact that Apple really extended the date of where we can actually upload this app and make our press release until November 3rd, it just can't be ignored. It really can't. You can say that these things are coincidences only a few times. I mean, really only once, to be honest with you. And we're now maybe on number 8 or 9. So,
well, when you have a massive corporation that already has come out and said that they are going to do everything against free speech in the past with what they've done, you can see in their actions that when Minds came out, they did the same thing. When Gab was out, they did the same thing.
Well, we've created a monster in China, and Ukraine is the most corrupt country in Europe, basically, at this point. But China, because of the whole money printing, all the offshoring of our jobs, the treasuries, and all this that's been going on with this dismantling the economy of America, has created a powerful enemy who has bought up, you know, lots of media, politicians, all the above, and, you know, and while sitting there pointing at Russia, 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 you know, our politicians, it's China, China, China.
Yeah.
Wag the dog. That's what they do.
Yep.
Well, and the scariest thing that people need to be aware of, people need to see in their own words, look up the World Economic Forum, look up the Great Reset, look up what they're coming to. I have been warning about this for 3-4 months. I've been, the time that I've been on the station, I've been talking about it, using their own words about it since that time. And now what we're seeing is now it's going mainstream. Now as we're heading into 2021, and that's when they're doing it. So now you ended up seeing from the New York Times, you end up seeing stuff about the Great Reset. From the Medium, you end up seeing stuff about the Great Reset. And it's talking about stakeholder
and
capitalism.
They black out anything that doesn't go with the narrative. And you know, we looked at this thing with the Post and this whole Biden and the laptop and everything this last week. But I'll tell you what, they've been doing this for a long time. I've seen them black out the birth certificate on Obama. All of the facts that were worth regarding. I'm not a birther, you know, but I'm a truth teller, and I go after facts. They blacked that out. They've blacked out so many things over the last 30 years that it's just ridiculous, you know. And we could make a big, huge list of all the stuff and the stories that they've blacked out so that nobody will hear them so they can control the narrative, and that's what this is about.
Well, and there was actually a project that was being put together that was a social media platform that I believe it was NSA was actually launching. I'd have to find the document on it, but they had actually had a beta for a social media platform that they had been working on getting started, that they ended the job and the operational strategies on it the same day as Facebook started. And what you see when you start looking at these things is how controlled the media and the narratives have been. We have six companies that control 95% of the media, even down to the local level. Our local news guys, all of them, they all have owners which are part of these big six conglomerates. And when you start looking at it from that avenue, and when you start seeing how across these six platforms, they have script writers, and these people are actors. These people who are your hosts, they're told what to say in most cases, and they're reading off of a teleprompter like Joe Biden does.
Talking heads.
Sure. Yeah, most definitely.
So with the regards to the Apple platform, in that case, I've still recommended it to a few people that had Apple. They could still find the older variants of the Wimkin application there. Are people still able to use that version of it until we end up getting through to the third, or are they going to be using the web-based platform?
They have always been able to use that Apple. We've never been, like, kicked out of Apple or anything like that, you know, other than the fact that they just won't let us update the new version, because Android users have had live streaming video, they've had video chat, they've had video calling. I mean, it's very valuable. It's a free service to have a phone service like that. You can call anywhere in the world. It's just like Skype and, you know, it's other, you know, Discord and other services like that, but it's free built into our platform. So this is something that Apple users are supposed, we're about 55-45 in terms of what we've seen so far with Android users and Apple users. And so 45% of our base, which was able to have these features since September 7th, they've not been able to, and I can't get an answer from Apple Watch.
You guys are an hour early.
He's
figured it out.
Sorry.
That's okay.
We had our other co-host that, or
the show after us. They missed the time.
They missed daylight
the time.
Savings time.
That's funny.
We've never been early.
I know. Mark the calendar.
So this is what concerns me about a lot of these platforms. Like you mentioned Discord, for instance. For a while, Discord was being used by a lot of the Patriot groups to be able to communicate back and forth because it's a great application. It's awesome for gaming. A lot of the younger guys know about it and use it, and it's a replacement for another application that requires you to host a server and otherwise that's a lot more cumbersome. Well, Discord recently has come out and said you're not going to be using our services for these. They're shutting down Patriot groups. They're doing otherwise. And this is what we see with all of these big tech corporations that are an avenue for anybody to get resources and word out. It seems like everything mainstream is pushing one singular narrative, and if they're not, they're either bought up or destroyed.
Yeah, it's been, I mean, I don't know too much about the score, to be honest with you, David, but, you know, do you have a time frame on when that started by chance?
I would say it was probably 9-10 months ago that Discord started doing that, and Zello right around the same time also had made statements otherwise that they were going to be restricting conversations and things of that nature, and it's one of these things to where any of these mainstream applications, I can't name one that hasn't done things and set up precautions on supposedly secure places to actually hinder the security of it and track what you're doing. And it's frightening.
It's extremely frightening.
Well, I just pulled up three examples that I want to just throw out there as far as channeling the narrative and blacking things out. Did you guys know that Rumsfeld, the day before 9/11 happened, said there's $2.3 trillion missing from the Treasury? Mm-hmm. It's on video. Yeah. I just posted it. Let's see how long it stays up on my Facebook page. And of course, the fact checkers.
Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR.
We got
to
go.
Yep. No, we got a little bit of time.
Sorry.
Go ahead.
Okay, so
we're getting down there.
So the 0.3 trillion missing, 9/11, the building 7 falling down by itself. They said a fire in the lobby caused building 7. It was never struck by a plane.
Yeah.
I mean. Okay. Anyway, so
now they're going to cut homework. Us off if we don't.
Jason,
if we don't go
I wanted
to, the
to thank you for having you on the show, and look forward to seeing about the updates. If you're interested in a social media platform that isn't going to censor you, check out Wimkin, W-I-M-K-I-N, and that's Wimkin.com. Thanks again.
All right,
Jason.
Thanks, Jason, for calling in. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch, 50 chance of retaining the majority in Tuesday's election.
Because we have so many members up. We have 23 members up. They only have 12. The reason for that is this is the class that took the majority back in 14. We elected a lot of new Republican senators in 2014, and so now we have a lot of exposure.
McConnell interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Netflix is raising prices.
The cost will go up 8-13% as its video streaming service rides a wave of rising popularity spurred by government-imposed lockdowns that corralled people at home. The cost of Netflix's most popular U.S. streaming plan will increase by $1 to $14 per month, while a premium plan that allows more people to watch the service on different screens simultaneously will now cost $2 more at $18 per month. The higher prices may test the bounds of Netflix popularity against cheaper competition from the likes of Disney, Apple, and Amazon. John Scott reporting.
Tropical Storm Etta is on its way, forming in the Caribbean and tying the record for the most named storms in a single Atlantic hurricane season. National Hurricane Center says maximum sustained winds today 40 miles per hour. More on these stories at townhall.com.
You're thinking of replacing your carpets due to pet stains and odors? You must try Genesis 950. Thanks to Genesis 950, I can have guests for the holidays without the shame of pet stains and odors. With water, it breaks down the bonds of stains and odors so they're gone for good. Its antibacterial component removes pet odors from carpet and padding. It can even be used in a carpet cleaning machine. And it's green, so it's safe for my family and pets. Before you purchase new carpets, you must try Genesis 950. It's made in America. 1 gallon of industrial strength Genesis 950 makes up to 7 gallons of cleaner. But Genesis 950 is not just for pet stains. It's great for floors, bathrooms, kitchens, garages, grease stains, wheels, tires, degreasing engines, and upholstery. Need a holiday gift for a pet owner? They will love Genesis 950. It's available on Amazon. However, if you order a gallon direct at Genesis950.com, you will receive a free spray bottle, free shipping, and discount using code SALEM. That's Genesis950.com. Genesis950.com.
Mexican President Andres Manuel Lopez Obrador is proposing banning the subcontracting or outsourcing of jobs by private companies.
The president said he would send the proposal to Congress at a later date, but the plan has already drawn criticism from business groups that say the change would further harm an economy reeling from the effects of the coronavirus pandemic. Companies often contract out jobs like maintenance, cleaning, and warehouse duties to temporary agencies or outside firms to avoid the expense of having advertise for and hire employees.
Correspondent Jeremy House. The British government says the new national lockdown may have to last longer than the planned 4 weeks if coronavirus infections don't drop soon enough. The lockdown announced by Prime Minister Boris Johnson runs until December the 2nd. Cabinet Minister Michael Gove says the government's fervently hoping it can end it at that time. News and analysis at townhall.com. Dunkin' Donuts is being combined with Buffalo Wild Wings and Arby's.
Inspire Brands is acquiring Dunkin' Brands Group for $11.3 billion, including the Dunkin' Brands debt that Inspire will be taking on. The private equity firm will pay $106.50 a share in cash for all of Dunkin' Brands shares. Dunkin's, based in Canton, Massachusetts, also owns the Baskin-Robbins ice cream chain. There are 12,500 Dunkin' stores, 8,000 Baskin-Robbins outlets worldwide. Ron DeRockster reporting.
Today is Sunday, November the 1st, and some famous people are having a birthday today, including World Golf Hall of Famer Gary Player. He is 85 years old. Music producer David Foster turns 71 today. Country singer Lyle Lovett has 63 candles on his cake. Apple CEO Tim Cook has just 60. And actor and talk show host Jenny McCarthy is 48. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views expressed and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
Sovereign Mind Radio, home of the Free Fire Media Community Radio for North State, though. I like the country girls and cut-up jeans part.
Just saying. I'm going to leave it alone.
I guess we have a caller.
We've got Melody on the line. Good morning, Melody.
Good morning, you guys. How are you?
We're good.
The fun never stops.
Good. What can we do for you?
Hey, well, I'm bummed I missed Jason. I had a question for him. You know, we're all, like, torn about leaving Facebook because if we all leave or will our friends leave. And I was just going to ask him, like, if we picked a date and we coordinated a mass exodus from Facebook after the election, would his platform, would it be able to sustain a huge, you know, mass exodus if everyone left and went to his platform? You know, like, in the time being, we set the date, we tell all of our friends and family, hey, we're leaving Facebook, we're going here, you know, on this date, leave Facebook forever.
I think it's brilliant.
It is, and I can speak to that a little bit. I'll have to talk with him and follow up to have his for sure answer. I have his email, and I also have a text for him that I can get him on with, and
maybe
I'll
get
him
back
him
next week or something, you know, or whatever.
Yeah. And these things are scalable. So if we have a mass exodus of people that leave Facebook and go on to a site like Wimkin, what you can do is it's just adding more servers to be able to handle the load. And so it's scalable from that. And I'm sure that if he knows what day it is, then as users start popping on, he can basically live real-time add servers to that.
Well, maybe do it over a little bit of time, maybe not just one, you know, 24-hour period. Maybe do it, you know.
Maybe we do a drive, like a drive the month to
right, exactly.
Exodus Facebook.
So absolutely. He can keep everything up and know it's coming.
Well, and actually, I think that there's a portion of it that may end up taking place anyway after the 3rd, because if what they're saying is true and if what they're talking about is true, we're going to end up seeing so many people banned or suspended off of Facebook anyway. They're
and Twitter,
right?
Yeah,
Twitter's
is worse than Facebook at this point.
I think a lot of people are already exiting. They're not really using any of those platforms for the main getting information out and stuff because it's not worth their time.
And it's just like same on YouTube. Mm-hmm. On YouTube, half of my playlist is gone out about a week and a half ago because I had all the alternative news guys for subscriptions on my YouTube, and all of a sudden they're gone.
Well, conservatives, we need to start moving over to these platforms. There's Rumble, which is a YouTube alternative, and it's been really good so far. I haven't had any problems on what I've posted on there. I can still share the videos just as I would on YouTube, and conservatives have all the same options now, and I think that we'll end up winning this battle.
I agree.
If we just start switching over and stop giving our money to these people.
I agree totally. It's just going to be a little bit of a transition because we're, you know, you get entrenched in these platforms because you're familiar with them. You've been there a lot. I've been in Facebook for 10, 15, or whatever years, however long it's been on, you know.
Well, you want to know the other thing that's really going to make you sick to your stomach is when you actually go to get off of Facebook, you can download everything that they had on you.
Well,
you can download all of your messages. You can download all of your pictures. It works out to gigabytes upon gigabytes of data.
You sure you don't want them just holding all your data?
Well, yeah, but at the same time, that's really scary.
It is.
That's very scary. I mean, if you can get it that... Well, I'm just saying.
What I'm saying,
I think
too,
they've already
we're talking
uploaded
about even your personal messages.
Yeah,
Bill Gates has everything already. Come on.
And he wouldn't do nothing with it. I forgot. Dang it.
Melody, I will pass that question along with you to him, and then next week on air, I'll go ahead and tell you his response.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Bankrupt the technocrats.
Absolutely. And just so everybody knows, Parler.
All right. Thanks for calling in, Melody.
Yeah, just so everybody knows, Parler is a Twitter alternative, and you have Rumble, which is a YouTube alternative, you have Wimkin, which is a Facebook alternative, and know those names, because after the third, you may not know where to go and not have that information again.
I think there's going to be an exodus, and I think these guys are going to get attacked anyway. Trump gets reelected, they're going after the 230 exemption. It was very apparent. I mean, just the questioning that Ted Cruz did on the CEO of Twitter and, you know, who elected him. And, man, I think they're finally starting to get a spine because maybe they're starting to see where we're going. I mean, all this corruption is leading us down the path to hell here, you know. Well,
and we have the bureaucrats, both on the right and the left, who have been exposed throughout this whole thing. I say the first term of President Trump has been all about exposing the corruption.
I agree. I think you're so spot on with that, Dave, because from day one it was the fake news.
Yeah.
And of course, you know, he took all the heat, the fake news, everything's, you know, look at all the mainstream media outlets. These guys, it became so apparent how screwed up, how they lie, how they distort facts, how they have a narrative that the truth doesn't even matter to them at all. I mean, they're just talking frickin' idiots.
And with that, I guess we do have another caller. We've got Corey on the line. Good morning, Corey.
Good morning. Hey, guys. How are you all doing?
We're doing good. What can we do for you?
Awesome. So, you know, Lori and I were at the Sundial Bridge yesterday. We were covering some pretty important information. You know, there's a couple documents that I think people really need to be aware of concerning the COVID-19 vaccination program that's going to be implemented in January. Say it again?
The mandatory one?
Well, it's going to be in three phases. So we got to be aware that, you know, they're not going to use that specific language, but they're going to be pushing this vaccination campaign is what they call it. They're going to be pushing it as hard as they can, especially through media. So, you know, we broke down these two documents into one sheet of paper, you know, really condensed it into some highlights.
Where can people get a copy of those, Corey?
Yeah, so you can get this directly from CDC and also California Department of Public Health, their website. If you just put in the search engine for the CDC one, which is dated September 16th, it's titled COVID-19 Vaccination Program Interim Playbook for Jurisdiction Operations.
Can you post those on Facebook as well so that they're easy to get at?
Yeah, I have them on my Facebook. Is there a certain Facebook page?
Yeah, go ahead and post it on my Facebook if you can. The Mark Kent without the E and the one with the horse riding around with the State of Jefferson flag hanging over Jerry Brown's face.
Okay, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so also the California's response is titled COVID-19 Vaccination Plan. Okay, and that's the state of California. That's actually dated October 16th. So, you know, going through all this information, like I said, there's some highlights. If it's okay, if I could just kind of skim through some big ones. But before I do that, I wanted to make it clear that Karen Ramstrom, and you can find this on ShastaReady.org. In her attestation, she makes a statement here that there's a testing requirement, a daily testing requirement of 270 tests a day. Okay, so if we keep in mind that this pandemic exists because of the tests, the positive cases from these tests, you know, there's a daily quota here that people really need to understand, and this is confirmation on ShastaReady.org. They don't make it easy for you to find it.
But the whole thing's insanity. Dave said, what about the false positives? But the whole thing's insane because cases don't equal death. Everybody can have a cold, but if nobody dies from it, you shut down the universe? This is a planned takeover is what this is. And it's a worldwide thing. And these is there a virus? Sure. Is there been death? Yes, but not to the extent that they're pushing this thing as far as the amount of cases that actually come up. I mean, and then you get big money. And I talked to somebody the other day about it who's in the health industry, and they're telling me that I thought it was like $36,000 and $39,000 they get for each death on COVID. He's telling me it's like
$90,000. Wow.
So they label everything COVID, you know.
So they
death
get, so they're
COVID,
getting,
COVID,
they're getting
COVID,
money,
COVID.
Yeah,
yeah,
because they're getting big money to label
exactly.
it COVID.
Exactly, yeah.
So go ahead and hurry up, Corey, because we gotta move along here pretty quick. We got about
yeah, absolutely. Okay, so just some highlights from the CDC playbook. Gaps in program planning are often identified when plans are tested, whether through a real event or a full-scale vaccination exercise. Identify any weaknesses by conducting exercises, including workshops or tabletop, functional or full-scale exercises. Vaccination clinics, such as those planned for essential workers, are an excellent opportunity for exercises. Now, when I was reading that, all that came to my mind was this flu vaccination mandate that the healthcare workers had gone through. Was that a full-scale exercise? I mean, I can't help but to think that it was. So another thing is jurisdictions should create visual maps of these populations. The federal government will release a dashboard that includes a mapping tool. So they're going to have maps ready to be able to find out who they need to
What they're referring to in that, too, is contact tracing, which are applications yep. which have already been installed onto your phones yep. in the updates, to where if your phones right. are within, let's say, 5 feet of somebody, and you have somebody within that radius that tested positive for COVID, you may have to quarantine because you came into contact with that person within 5 feet, and that could be for everybody that was around that
Can't
person.
You turn that off on your phone? On mine, I was able to. There was
Dave,
a.
Again, you can't
yeah,
trust these guys because
true.
If it says that you turned it off, that doesn't mean it's
that's
really
true.
Off.
In some cases, that actually means they send out more information. In the test that
there
they
go.
Did, when you go into airplane mode and you turn everything off, it actually sends more data than it would have otherwise about everywhere you had been.
Wow. So, okay, so have you got any more for us, Corey, before we move on?
Yeah, I got some more. Administer COVID-19 vaccine regardless of the vaccine recipient's ability to pay. So they're saying it's going to be free of charge if they can't pay for it. Vaccines authorized under an EUA, which is an emergency use authorization, the vaccine vials and cartons will not contain a printed expiration date. Okay. The EUA authority allows FDA to authorize the use of an unapproved vaccine.
Oh boy, that's
and then we also got
yeah
we
no
also
problem
got life
there.
Yeah, that's what I want to do is take an unapproved vaccine that I don't know what's in it so that I can save myself from something that doesn't bother me to begin with.
Well, even if they put the FDA label on it, like I want to take it because FDA says it's okay? Sure.
Because I tell you, I had it already. I had it in December. I'd bet you money. You know, I was sick for about a week. It was a rough flu. Sure, everybody in the family got sick. We were in a motel room in Idaho when we were going skiing. Nobody got out of the room. We stayed there the whole time. We were sick. We came back, and now I'm fine. Just let
right.
me, all you got to well, shut up. All you have to do is look at what happened with Trump. Trump had it. And, you know, everybody that debate that he had with Biden, everybody could kind of tell he was off his game a little bit. That was the week that he got it. So, but he was like, after the weekend, whatever they gave him, he's back at it and then some, you know. So we should all just kill ourselves, lock down, commit
yeah.
economic suicide, hand over all of our rights to some guy, the would-be king down in Sacramento or wherever. And this is good for us because why? I don't know. Anyway.
Yeah, just a couple more things. Liability immunity for covered persons. Covered persons who are afforded liability immunity under this declaration are manufacturers, distributors, program planners, qualified persons, and their officials, agents, and employees, as those terms are identified in the PREP Act and the United States. They all have liability immunity. There's more in the on that section as well. So now I just want to go through real quick. It won't take long. California COVID-19 vaccination plan highlights. They are targeting K-12 school districts. Okay, so people, if they don't think that the school districts are going to be impacted, they already have them in mind, and it's going to be covered. So. Two doses of COVID-19 vaccine within established intervals, 21
Corey?
To 28 days.
Corey, it looks like we're 5 minutes over our break right now. If you can, post the information that we have to Mark Kent, and we'll post it live here, and then our readers and listeners can see it there.
Yeah, I don't know if Facebook.
Otherwise, maybe what we could do is we could schedule a time, call my sister, and we'll get you on next week or something and spend a little more time on it.
Because we might have to figure out another platform, because Facebook a lot of times scrubs those. So
yeah.
Yeah. If you want to give me a call, number's 221-0101, and we can schedule a time to go over all this in more depth and have, you know, hit all the information you'd like to get out to people.
Perfect.
So give me a call.
Great. I appreciate that, guys. Thank you
so much.
All
right. Thanks for calling in, Corey. We appreciate it. You've been listening to KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM. We're coming. I want to jam it with you. We're jamming.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your Sleep Number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number, proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. And now, during our Veterans Day sale, save $1,000 on the Queen Sleep Number 360 Special Edition Smart Bed, now $1,799. Only for a limited time. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
There. That's some good stuff, man. I like it.
I'm not going to lie. At first, I thought she'd go, you ought to think about what China's trying to do to me.
All right. Let's get back on Newsom's case here a little bit.
Which part?
Okay. Okay. So we're back to his defense on, you know, his overreach that's in court with James Gallagher and Kevin Kiley. Everything is essential to the pandemic is his third platform and his defense. So it doesn't matter about anything else. All that matters is the pandemic as far as him having power and control. Mm-hmm. Legislative process is optional. This is number four. Think about what I'm saying here, guys. The legislative process is optional. In other words, the courts don't matter. I'm king. Okay.
There's no constitution. There's no nothing.
And, of course, he's the most benevolent, smart guy. You know, he's a complete genius, and he's able to manage everything under the sun, right? Because, well, wait a minute. Maybe we should just, instead of crowning an emperor on the steps of the Sacramento Capitol, let's just elevate him to a god.
Well, is there a place you can fill out a form or something to be able to designate somebody a tyrant?
Yeah, I think that's a 9/11 form. But number five, judges who rule against him are prejudiced. So it doesn't matter. Get rid of the legislative process. Get rid of the Constitution. I'm king. Judges don't matter. Anybody who says anything against me is prejudiced. And then I can't help but talk about our I want to pound the table. The Board of Supervisors in the county here that are backing this crap up with their stupid health officer who's implementing all this crap and falling right into line, lockstep, with this frickin' takeover.
So does this work in reverse? Can we use the same outline as the people?
Oh, they
well,
any,
everything that we're, it's all enumerated powers, so we're all kings too. Wait, let's
I would get the same. Why not?
Well, isn't it funny that the Democrats this entire time, these progressives, these nut jobs, they've been saying that Trump is a dictator. He's going to do all these dictatorial things that are going to make it where you have all the rest of these
didn't
things.
Didn't do.
Oh, we want Trump to issue a national mask mandate. Wait, that's not within his realm. That would make him a dictator. We want it to happen. Boo.
We love Newsom. Good God. Okay, here's his number six in the top ten countdown. He can usurp all power of the legislature. So let's see. Let's get rid of the courts. Let's get legislator doesn't matter. Now,
and the judges.
The judges. So let's see. We had the checks and balances with the three branches of government. I know this is basic civics, you know, but you have the executive, the legislative, and the judicial branch. And we're just going to just get rid of all that and just hand all this power to Newsom because he
knows more.
I'm thinking, do I need to hit the floor and start worshiping? We're not worthy. Really?
He's smarter than us.
Oh, shut up. Yeah, listen to the Stuart Smalley crap. I mean, he probably falls in line with that. So this is all a part of, this is his defense. Now, if these judges rule for him, we got a real problem because we need to start storming the Bastille here pretty soon the way things are going.
That's the whole thing with this Amy Barrett thing. The media has been trying to paint it as though it's an unconstitutional takeover. It's only happened 29 times before constitutionally. What makes it unconstitutional the 30th?
Do you know what's wrong with these morons? Is that, we need to fix the climate. And, everything's got to be equal, and every death matters. And, we don't want to have any pain in life because that would make us feel bad. And we don't want to have to go to school and learn anything because we would have to get up off the freaking couch and walk to the bus stop. But what our answer is let's consolidate all our power into one person or one branch of government so that they can take care of us, and their benevolence will just overwhelm us.
Well, and to quote Tom McDonald here as far as what that goes, congratulations, you saved the world. Instead of having plastic straws wrapped in paper, now you have paper straws wrapped in plastic.
Yay!
That's
let's have a party.
Yeah, that's the biggest issue ever, the fact that you can't, you know, have a straw to drink your water anymore because, or a paper frickin' bag at the grocery store. Yeah, really?
Well, and let's talk about this for a minute too, because during this whole thing, we had to have these reusable bags to be able to save the environment that are thicker bags. But now during the pandemic, these reusable bags are not reusable, so you're actually just having thicker bags going into the waste bin? Really?
Yeah. And really? We only got 12 years to live, right?
Except
Biden's got a long-term plan.
Biden's long-term plan is where he's going to go to the bathroom and get out his Depends.
We do have to go to a break. Well. But I'll wait till the break. She'll be back. And I want to play something now that we're on Biden a little bit here when we get back from the break.
Well, I'll mention this real quick because we were on the topic of the government individuals who are in there. I'll just hit this real quick before we go to break. Here's 15 spooks that currently work for the government agencies known as CNN and otherwise.
So we're talking about government spies is what we're talking about, right?
So CNN, James Clapper, Director of National Intelligence, under President Obama. No. Andrew McMacabee, former FBI director, CNN announced Friday.
Got to get Anderson Cooper in there. I mean, he's ex-CIA.
James Baker, former former FBI general counselor, now is a CNN analyst. Josh Campbell, former FBI aide to James Comey. Asha Ring Gupta Agapa, former.
That sounded something like Miyashimu.
Spasiba.
Yeah, that's right.
That's the one.
The Book of the Five Rings or something.
Former FBI special agent Stephen Hall, CIA Moscow station chief Phil Mudd, former FBI and CIA official Susan Hennessy, former attorney for National Security Agency, Samantha Vinograd, former advisor to the Obama administration, National Security Council, James Gaglio, former FBI supervisory agency. That's just the ones that are at CNN, folks. So you want to tell me these guys are just honest. They have nothing to do with covering up these stories.
No,
like they've been sitting on the laptop for 9 months with Hunter Biden's laptop, with all the child instances on there, with the Iran deals, with China deals, with Ukraine deals, with Russian deals, with him selling our nation under the bus. And we're not allowed to talk about any of this stuff because it goes against the grain.
Who's grain?
And with that, we're going to go to a break. You're listening to KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
Helplessly hoping her harlequin hovers nearby, awaiting a word. Gasping at glimpses of gentle true spirit, he runs, wishing he could fly, only to trip at the sound of goodbye. Wordlessly watching, he waits by the window and wonders at the empty place inside. Heartlessly helping himself to her bad dreams, he worries, did he hear a goodbye?
Do you know our crime rate is 70% higher than the national average? Do you know Redding is the 17th most dangerous city in California? Do you know your chances of becoming a victim are 1 in 22? This is Mark Mazzano, candidate for city council. My opponents say our police department is stronger than ever. I'm telling you it's not. In 2008, we had 119 officers. Today, maybe 104. You keep telling me homelessness is your top priority. My opponents say it's beyond our city government. Help me rebuild our police department and fix our homeless crisis. My name is Mark Mazzano, and I approve this message.
Paid for by the committee to elect Mark B. Mazzano, council member, City of Reading.
As part of Operation Holiday Salute, Snow's Wedding and Party Rentals would like to take this moment to thank our veterans for their service. Snow's has been in Reading since 1994 and is your complete celebration headquarters with their decorations and rentals, including tables and chairs, linens, centerpieces, and so much more. Snow's Wedding and Party Rentals at 3066 Crossroads Drive. Call 222-8606. That's 222-8606.
These are unprecedented times. Challenging how the YMCA works to strengthen community as we have for nearly 170 years. But we've always found ways to help people and communities in times of crisis. Right now, Ys across the country are providing emergency child care, shelter, food programs, and outreach to seniors. But we can't do it alone. Whether you're connected to the Y or have a fond Y memory, we need you to stay with us. Reach out to your local Y today and stay with us for a better us.
Now the Democrats are in a bind. Well, Biden got dementia and Camellia, she's a lion. So we're Trump 2020. I voted Trump 2020. I voted Trump 2020 'cause my freedom was on the line. They wanna kill the babies, come and take your gun. Close down the churches and the oil fields done. If it ain't Trump 2020, I voted Trump 2020. I voted Trump 2020 'cause my freedom was on the line. Now y'all get out and
Sovereign Mind Radio, home of the Free Fire Media. Yeah, that's a pretty good one. I posted that on Facebook, too.
Well, and it is. So let's talk about this for a minute. Emperor Newsom, here is his ridiculous, in some ways hilarious. I mean, it's sad to say it's gotten to the point to where some of these things are just doggone comedic. But Governor Newsom announced new safety guidelines early this month for all private gatherings.
Oh,
just
yeah.
California.
Oh, yeah, for the holidays.
Get them, Dave.
Yeah.
So gatherings must include no more than 3 households, be held outdoors, last no longer than 2 hours, guests can only go inside and use the restroom, masks can be taken off to eat and drinks, and guests must sit at least 6 feet apart. Singing, shouting, and chanting are strongly discouraged. The rules come as cases are surging again with a 3.3% positivity rate, and Newsom's clampdown spark outrage amongst right-leaning celebrities. If my aunt comes over, can I throw her a slice of turkey from the window? Mocked actor Rob Schneider.
This is where we're hearing that. Yeah.
You know, I got my middle finger pointed down. Should I turn it up? That's what I'm talking about. You know, I've had enough of these idiots. I mean, you know, and anybody that buys this crap has got to do some homework. If you're a real American out there and you're buying into this, then you need to look into some of this stuff that we're talking about. This is not, you know, you have some responsibility not to just go lockstep over the cliff with the frickin' sheep of lemmings. You know, so I'll tell you, it just makes me mad when I hear that crap. It's like, really, so no chanting or singing without your mask.
Well, and there's a segue on this, too, because there was one of these actors that actually, it was actor James Wood, took aim at BLM protesters who have gathered in large
groups. I love him, by the way. He's a great guy.
Protesting Trump, and then invite as many as you want. And this is what we see. You have instances across the board. I thought it was absolutely hilarious because Biden had his little bus in Texas that was going through, and there was already a Trump rally going on. They saw the Biden bus, and so they started following it and getting in front of it, and they weren't doing anything. They weren't trying to mess them around, and they're trying to spin the story as though, oh, the Trumpsters that were out there, they hit a car and hit one of the vehicles of the thing. And you can see on the video, she came over on him trying to cut him off and hit him. And now they're turning around and saying, oh, well, he rammed her and tried to run him off the road and run him out of the thing. And it's electioneering. Give me a break. You want to talk about electioneering? How about walking through cities on fire for 180 days where buildings are burning, businesses are closing down, people are being shot, and we just had an Antifa individual down in California here recently, as of I think yesterday, that beat a guy up just for holding an American flag and a Trump flag.
Come on, man, it's all a myth.
So which side is election hearing where they're turning around and keeping distance in their own vehicle, waving their flags? I mean, certainly if we went out there and actually held our flags in a solidarity event for President Trump, they'd say, oh, it's a super spreader event. Well, they can't say that, so now it's election engineering. Give me a break.
These guys are having – we've got a super spreader event going on right here, and it's not – has anything to do with the Trump campaign. You know, they're spreading a whole bunch of stuff on the Democratic side, and, you know, it's if you got to wear boots because if you don't, you'll get some on you.
And look at this. Washington, D.C. preps for an attack. This is as of today. Businesses in major cities across the country, including Washington, D.C., have started to board up storefronts as they prepare for post-election civil unrest. Which side is doing that again?
I don't know. I learn really slow, but I learn really good.
Oh, you're a CNN watcher.
okay.
But that's telling the truth.
Yeah.
You know, come on. Can't do that. You can't.
Really?
Yeah.
So let's go back to number 8. Number 8, the majority party can do whatever it wants. There's not a blueprint going on here. There's nothing. This isn't a power takeover, is it? So we just declare an emergency no matter what. We look
it's
for.
Not really know, there.
We don't want to waste a good crisis, so we declare an emergency. The first opportunity we get, we take over everything, and now we're in power, and everybody shut up and go back to work, right?
Basically.
Yeah.
You go to work where I tell you to go to work and win.
Number 9.
Well, and that's going to be what we're going to get into here in about the last 20 minutes.
Number 9. Anyone who tries to limit his power must be smeared.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I need to queue up Rory Calhoun. I don't know why I'd say Rory Calhoun. He's an actor. But Rory Gallagher has a smear campaign video. Maybe we can get Sue to queue that up on the next break. But, come on, man. You know, this is his defense in this lawsuit. Because I'm the king. It's good to be the king, you know.
Of course.
Yeah.
Well, and soon enough, I mean, if the Democrats end up losing this election based upon the Transition Integrity Project, they're actually talking about seceding with all the people in California and all the rest of these places and developing their own nation. And
are they going to go to an island?
I don't know.
I'm just asking, can they all go to the... The famous island?
Yeah, they're
going to
go to an island. It's the plane.
Can we send them there?
They're going to Fantasy Island is where they're headed, you know? Jeez. So, number 10. The state of emergency is a political opportunity. This is his actual defense, okay? When a reporter asked, do you see the potential, as in some others in the party, that do for a new progressive era, the opportunity for additional progressive steps because of this crisis. Newsom, quote, yes, absolutely. We see this as an opportunity to reshape the way we do business and how we govern. There is an opportunity for reimagining a progressive era as it pertains to capitalism. So what the hell is this really all about? Is this about a virus? Or is this about reshaping California, reimagining it into a progressive era as it pertains to capitalism? Which is it?
Well, clearly, based on that, it's about the Great Reset. Listen to this. This is lockstep with that. This is the Hill, and they have introducing the Great Reset, world leaders' radical plan to transform the economy. For decades, progressives have attempted to use climate change to justify liberal policy changes, but this is their latest attempt, a new proposal called the Great Reset. It's the most ambitious and radical plan in the world has ever seen in more than a generation.
Where's that coming from? Who's implementing that?
The Hill, and it's the Great Reset plan is from the World Economic Forum.
That's what I'm looking for.
Uh-huh.
The World Economic Forum, and who's running that?
A whole bunch of socialists, the top individuals who are all there, all socialists across all these different countries.
I wonder if George Soros is in that ilk.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
You know, he's there when he's not busy worshiping the owl in the Bohemian Grove, I think.
Well, and there's a video out there. I don't think we have time to play it today, but maybe next week, maybe we can go into this on about 30, 40 minutes and actually just break it all down on the timeline of these things, where President Trump at the beginning of the year went and spoke before Davos, which is the World Economic Forum, said reset, but... he spoke before him, and he said, I'm going to put my nation and their sovereignty first over anybody else. I'm going to protect them as any good leader will do, and we are not going to bow the knee to socialists, is basically what he said in the video.
And then, you know what's really amazing, what really came out of that whole thing is, Orange Man bad.
Well, 2 days later, you had a message from George Soros to where he's turning around and coming out and saying how President Trump is super dangerous and the 2020 election is going to end up deciding the fate of the whole world. Well, that's definitely true, because if they end up getting somebody like Biden in there, Biden's already compromised. I wouldn't be surprised at all if he gets into office and they turn around and oust him based upon all this information on Hunter Biden. Now you've got a Camilla presidency, and she sits further left than freaking Bernie Sanders does. So you end up having this lady in charge of the nation, and next thing you know, we're all pushing for this. I mean, even the first 180 days of the Biden presidency is a socialist nightmare.
Well, her face kind of reminds me of something. Have you ever seen a camel's toe?
I was thinking a poop emoji, but okay.
Never mind.
What about Biden? You want to talk about faces? I mean, come on.
He looks like skin stretched over a frickin' skull out of...
he looks like something off of Deliverance or something. I'm
I don't know. Let's keep it simple.
I did. I was nice.
So anyway,
that he looks like Nancy.
Maybe we need to play a horse with no name.
On this, they actually go on to say a virtual meeting held earlier in June, hosted by the World Economic Forum. Some of the planet's most powerful business leaders, government officials, and activists announced a proposal to reset the global economy. Instead of the traditional capitalism, high-profile people said the world should adopt more socialistic policies, such as wealth taxes, additional regulations, and a massive Green New Deal-like government programs. They're calling this stakeholder capitalism. Remember the last few weeks I told you, listen for something that has a word before capitalism. It's not capitalism. It's nationalized socialism.
So
that's where we're at, folks.
The quotes we just heard from Newsom, in his own words, Gavin Newsom is using the state of an emergency to pursue a political, ideological, and personal agenda, and in the process, he's overturning our constitutional system of government on its head. Gee, so let's just go along with the program and put our mask on because that's going to help everybody, right? Are you kidding me? Are you freaking kidding me? You guys need to stand up out there. You need to grow a spine. You need to get on these board of supervisors, and I think there's a meeting on Tuesday, and they need to start, you know, going. Oh, boy, I tell you, I'm getting so mad I can already talk. I'm afraid I'm going to say something that I probably shouldn't.
The button is standing
by. I know,
by.
We got the Ninja Button Master back here, tiger-style kung fu. But who are these people? Are they there for you? Are they there for the American people? Are they there to secure our rights under the Constitution and freedom and liberty? If they're going along with this program, then the answer is, you know, pound the table, frickin' no.
It's been no. And with that, we need to go to a break. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
Always be a good boy, don't ever play with guns. But I shot a man in Reno just to watch him die. When I hear that whistle blowing, I hang my head and cry.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Dr. Farrell in Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership. The Dental Discount Savings Plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and two sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and two fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
KCNR 96.5 FM and KCNR1460.com and AM 1460 are honoring our veterans this holiday season by offering Operation Holiday Salute 2020. During the months of November and December, we are offering a discounted advertising package including one live appearance during Free Fire Radio for businesses that support our veterans. And the best part is, a portion of that package price goes to support homeless veterans. Call KCNR today at 530-605-4565.
Somebody must change.
Fire Mine Radio, home of the Free Fire Media Community Radio for the North State, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We do need to talk about the propositions today, too. So, Dave, go ahead with what you got there, and then let's come back and see if we can kind of go over the propositions just a little bit, because voting is on Tuesday.
Well, the last part on that that Great Reset is time has literally, it's time.com/collection/Great Reset, and it's in regards to what I'm talking about on an entire collection now that they started to push out this last week. The COVID-19 pandemic has provided a unique opportunity to think about the kind of future we want. Time partnered with the World Economic Forum to ask leading thinkers to share ideas for how to transform the way we live and work. These thinkers are talking about a better economy as possible. We need to reimagine capitalism to do it. Europe has big plans for the Green New Deal, and Poland's coal country isn't so sure. If corporations really want to address radical or racial inequality, there are 9 things that actually can make a difference. Redesign capitalism to incorporate social value. It's 2023. Here's how we fix the global economy. This is all coming out now, folks, and I've been telling you about it for 2-3 months, telling you what's on the horizon. And the next thing that's on the horizon is something that we should all be prepared for, because within these people, they have Transition Integrity Project founders suggesting military coup against Trump days after inauguration. Shortly after President Donald Trump's 2016 inauguration, a co-founder of the Transition Integrity Project, a group that recently wargamed potential outcomes of the 2020 elections and transition, outlined varying ways to oust Trump, including declaring him mentally unfit and carrying out a military coup. And they're talking in that project about a street fight, not a legal battle, after the election. And we have 200 groups now which are planning protests for the 3rd.
Yep. Well, keep your powder dry and whatever else.
And before we get started, there is a Board of Supervisor meeting on the 3rd. So on Tuesday, Election Day, after you do your voting, go to the Board of Supervisors or after.
Unbelievable. What time? 9 in the morning?
Yeah, as far as I know, it's the regular time, 9 a.m.
So
of
anybody
course.
Who works, anybody who would actually be against them doing this and is just trying to make money for their family can't go. That's great of them.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Well.
Some things never change unless we make it happen.
All right, let's bring our guns to bear on the propositions in California. You know, I'm pretty much no on everything but 20 and 21. I guess we've got a controversy going
on. Yeah, I have a hard time with 21. Now, maybe one of our listeners or something can get a hold of me, but 21 is supposed to be a no vote. I understand that.
But Newsom's voting no on
that. But Newsom's voting no. And all of the newspapers like the San Francisco Chronicle and all of that are backing the no vote. Is there something I am missing on 21?
I don't know.
Just putting it out there.
I don't. I think
so why are they all backing it? Why are they the ones that are sponsoring it if it's no and we're voting no?
I don't know if they're sponsoring it. I think they're voting no. I think what they're doing is they're endorsing a no.
Oh, well, endorsing. Yeah. Okay, so explain that to me
I don't have a clue.
I'm just saying it kind of bothers me because, you know, anything that Newsom's for, I'm against. I haven't found anything that we see eye to eye on. So what is in the underlining part of this proposition?
I don't know. Maybe we can get some clarification on that from somebody.
Well, I know the Republican GOP is against it, and when I turned around and I looked into it, I mean, anytime you're talking about giving them the ability to freeze rate hikes and otherwise on housing, what you actually end up doing is you create housing shortages.
Right.
And
well, that could be their reasoning because they know what the result is going to be if it happens, and that's going to put even more pressure on them for the recall. Because if all of a sudden the shortages get worse and worse and worse under Gruesome Newsom, and we know that price and wages and rent control they don't work; they make things worse.
Right. But maybe could it be the unelected bureaucrats? Does that mean that puts the power back to the people, not to the bureaucrats? I'm just saying.
You got these propositions. I hate these propositions because whoever writes these things are not writing them most of the time to inform people of what actually the proposition stands for. They use coded words. It's like the last time.
Yeah, all the BS.
Yes was no on the licensing issue.
Yeah, they can't be straightforward and tell the truth exactly what it is that they're after. You know, there's got to be all the mumble jumbo in between.
Well, let's talk about the Klan's position on Prop 16. I mean, the Democrats. So it's to repeal Prop 209 to allow affirmative action. Repeals the 1996 Proposition of 209, which banned the government and public institutions like schools from discriminating or giving preferential treatment based on sex, race, ethnicity, or nationality. You're literally talking about undoing protections that protect you from these things. Why
right.
is it that the Democrats have the same motives and the same ideologies behind the Klan is what they're pushing? Why do you want to be able to discriminate against people? What's wrong with you?
It's crazy.
I know.
It's absolutely insane.
Well, and the scariest thing is that might pass. And then you're literally, you're going to see more people and more people pushing to turn around and be like, oh, well, we need to have this person in there because of the color of their skin. Give me a break.
Yes.
What happened to Martin Luther King's dream of being able to, I have a dream, and the dream is to be able to be a free man, judge based on the content of my character, not based upon the color of my skin. Well, now it's, I have a dream, and I want to be judged based upon the color of my skin, not based upon the content of my character. Let's burn stuff.
All right. Well, with that, okay.
So I'm not the only one that has a good rant in them, huh?
Well,
hey, some of us just do it other times.
Here's something you might not hear anywhere else. Trump declares National Day of Remembrance for Americans killed by illegal aliens November 1st. So Trump made a presidential proclamation this week to honor Americans who have been killed by illegal aliens. And he's made a National
Day
of
everywhere,
Remembrance
huh?
today.
Yeah, that was all over. Yeah, I knew all about that. Yeah, right.
Well, Sally just posted a video, Proposition 21 Explained, and I'll go ahead and see if I can get it on the Facebook here. It's explained, and I'm opening up, why does Gavin Newsom oppose it, you know? And only as a rent control advocate is opposing, which is supported by Bernie Sanders.
Yeah.
So he's opposing. Yeah, it doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, see, they're double speaking or something's going on.
Let me read this because this might clarify it, and then we'll go from there. Here's what's going on. In 1995, California legislatures passed the Costa-Hawkins Rental Housing Act, which limited the ability of local government to enact rent control measures. Rent control measures. Proposition. 21 would modify the act by allowing rent control on housing more than 15 years old, but exempting landlords who own no more than two small properties. So the measure is similar, but weaker than 10. I'll post this because you got to read the whole thing.
Yeah, and with that, I think we don't have a caller. Never mind.
No.
Go ahead.
We had a lot to get to on this. So we also, here's a thing that actually came out as of yesterday that's really important that people should know. DHS and FBI warn Iranian hackers are targeting state election websites and pushing disinformation.
Mm-hmm. I saw that.
And we also have a barrage of election lawsuits that are threatening to delay final results for weeks or more. With memories of Bush v. Gore in 2000 hanging over this Tuesday's presidential
election.
That was
the big hanging Chad deal, if we remember right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, everybody needs to get out and vote. I'm personally going down with my ballot on Tuesday.
Yep.
I'm not putting it in the mail. I'm not going to the elections box and sticking it in there. I'm going to my polling place.
I personally put mine in the drop box because I'm concerned about what's actually going to be taking place on election night. Not so much around here, hopefully, but then again, you really never know.
That is true.
And this was the call. American Legion 197 says no on 21. Veterans organizations are saying no.
I know.
Perfect.
So just letting you know.
I appreciate that. Yes.
I think this is one of those where everybody needs to make up their own mind, I guess. Do your homework on it. I'm going to study it, this article, and figure it out. But, it's confusing at best. But, it sounds like no is the right vote.
Yeah. No, is
but
definitely
it,
right
it sounds like it, but then again, I'm back to Newsom and that scenario.
Well, we don't want to vote against our own interest because...
Right, but why?
Yeah,
You mean to tell me that he's got our best interest at heart to vote no on it?
No, but it could be that there's a mutual best interest there.
Well, it could also have to do, too, with the fact that so many people are leaving California already. California is hemorrhaging. It's just like New York.
Yeah.
So you have a lot of these individuals. I mean, I'm so stunned by the mayor of New York right now still doing these things that's destroying trade and industry over there. And making those mandates where you want to come in to visit the Big Apple, and next thing you know, you're in quarantine for 3 days, and then you got to take a test? Give me a break.
Well,
you don't watch it, it'll stick you in an old folks
home. Once again, you're a born original, don't die a copy. Remember, amateurs built the Ark, professionals built the Titanic. Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, and force like fire is a dangerous servant and a fearful master.
And you've been listening to KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
One real quick.
All is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.